So are we in this world. Wow. Man, that makes my cheeks hurt. I'm telling you, that's good, because I want perfect love, that as he was or is, so should I be in this world in the day of judgment with boldness. You know what boldness is? Absence of fear. He said that you might with boldness enter into the throne to obtain mercy to help in the time of need. With boldness, it means the absence of fear. Because those Old Testament, Moses said, I do exceedingly quake. The Old Testament, they hated to be in the presence of God, but they had to hear from God. I'm telling you, it was rough on them. That high priest going behind that veil, he shook. I think it's history, but they said they put a bell around his ankles or something and a rope. And if the bell quit dinging, they knew he wasn't shaking anymore. And they drug him out. I'd be a little afraid to face that God, wouldn't you? You're not only facing for your sins, but theirs too. But he said, now that middle wall of partition, that when he said it is finished, what was rent in twain? The veil was rent in twain. So he said, now you don't have to go to somebody and say, this is what I did last week. You go to him and say, this is what I did today. This is what I just got through doing, and I'm sick of myself, and I'm sorry that I did this. And it can be forgiven just that quick. I thank God for that. Lord, I thank God for that. Because I don't want to labor over my sins and quit worrying about this for years and years to come. But I hope they're forgiven. Now, if you have boldness, that is the absence of fear. Now, 18th verse, there is some fear, a little fear, a smidget of fear. No, there is no fear in love. That is so good. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Let me tell you something. I married my wife because I loved her. Now, if I told her I'm going to marry you, but let me tell you, if you ever get cancer, then I'm leaving you. Now, I love you until then. But if you ever go cuckoo on me, I'm leaving you. She would live in fear all of her life. And she could never really love me because she's fearful I would leave her. And as long as you're fearful that something's going to go wrong, you never really trust and you never really love. Because perfect love stays. So that when I told her, for better or for worse, honey, that was for better or for worse. That wasn't just words I was saying. And you know what? We shouldn't even have to have that. We just ought to say, do you take this woman? Do you take this man? I do. That's it. He said, so was it in the beginning. There was no written paper for Adam and Eve to get married. When they got kicked out of the garden, they both got kicked out of the garden. And I really believe that Adam partook of the fruit because he didn't want to be alone. He loved his wife. He said, I'll die with you. And Adam died with his bride, and Christ died for his bride. My. And so when you really love, it will cast out doubt, which brings about fear. So that she doesn't have to fear because there is perfect love. Now, if you tell me as a saint, Brother Baggett, I love you. I'm telling you, and you're sending me cards and Oreo McFlurry cards to go eat Oreo McFlurries and all. And you just, I love you. But I might leave sometime. I may not stay. I can't love you back like you tell me you love me. I can't love you back because I got a fear that this might be the last time you're showing up. And I won't get no more Oreo McFlurries. So you understand this thing? You understanding this? So perfect love removes all the fear. And fear has what? Torment. Well, Lord, that's hell. I'm sorry, that's what it is. It's hell. So to think you have love and it brings on torment, you've got a hell. Because what it is, you know what hell is? Captivity. Captivity. So you're held captive by the word love, but you're tormented with the leaving. No, no. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. He looked at Peter that day with the fish that he brought in, and Peter had been naked and girded himself, and he came in. He was a wasted guy. And he said, do you love me? He said, yay, Lord, I love you. Show me. I called you to feed them, not to feed yourself. You feeding yourself fish. I can take care of the things of the world. Feed them the word of God. Feed my sheep. My sheep don't eat fish. My sheep eat my word. Yea, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. Show me that you love me. You keep leaving me, Peter. Twice now you've left me. Show me you love me by staying with me. And we see the love of Christ. When did it turn around? Until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high. When Peter got the Spirit of God in him, the love of God, and I think I'll read it, if not I'll tell you now, was shed abroad. You know what shed abroad is? That's not like, brother, you planted okra before, hadn't you? Right? And you take it and you get a furrow and a row of okra and you drop that one seed and you drop that next seed and you drop that and you got this straight row. That's not shed abroad. No, that's just like, I just give it to who I want to give it to. Shed abroad is when you take ryegrass and you go, shoo, 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 and you cover it all. His love was shed abroad in my heart. Lord, it went to the darkest places of my heart and of my mind. It went in the cracks and the crannies and every little crevice. His love covered everything in my life. That's true love. Hallelujah. It was shed abroad in my heart. Now, I'm going to get back to this board in a minute. I know you think I forgot. We love him only because he first loved us. Paul put it this way. Who shall separate me? Say it. From the love. Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? And the first thing he says is, shall tribulation, shall trouble? Tribulation is trouble. He said, nay, nay. Not principalities, powers, things present, things to come, nor perils. None of these things, he said, shall separate me. Why? I'm in love. I am in love with Christ. And when you are in love, nothing, you hear me? Nothing will separate you from the love. All right, now, if they'll go to Romans 5 and 1. Love worked. Y'all help me with this spelling. Righteousness. R-I-G-H-T. Huh? E. Right, E, O, U, that's righteous, N-E-S-S, righteousness. Is that right? Okay, so love, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and his son did what was righteous. So his love worked righteousness, not my righteousness, his righteousness. Okay, my faith will be counted for righteousness. So the righteousness wrought about, see, this is how it works. See, I want to know, what does love really work? That's what I want to know. What does it work? Love works, right? Love works righteousness. And righteousness brought about faith. And Abraham wasn't so righteous, but his faith counted for righteousness. So now we have something going here. We have the love of God works righteousness in Christ, and now I have faith in his righteousness. I still don't have faith in my righteousness. Now, y'all may be feel like you do, but I still don't have faith in my righteousness. I still feel like I'm still a sinner saved by grace. I still feel that way. Now, y'all may not, but I do. I feel like if you take God out of me, I'm just as wicked. I'll be a murderer and all these things. I'll be anything because I'm capable of doing everything that's wrong in the book. And so are you. without God in you. So his righteousness wrought, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace. Yeah, we have peace. So this faith, this righteousness brought about peace. Right? Peace. Yeah. And peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. By whom also we have access by faith to his grace. So the peace of God that passes all understanding only comes because you have the grace of God, which is his unwarranted favor, because your righteousness will never be good enough. But when we look at God's righteousness through Christ, we have faith in his righteousness, not in mine, and that brings a peace to me because I have access now to his grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand and rejoice in the hope and the glory of God. Next verse. And not only so, but we glory in, you see, once you get this far on your journey, once you get that far and you get a peace about it, then I want to show you the rest of the works. So that we glory in tribulations. All of a sudden now, I used to not glory in trouble. Now all of a sudden it's changing, you see. I'm going to take the wilderness and make it fruitful, and what was a fruitful, I'm going to change the way you look at things. And that's what I really want to do, is change the way that you look at things. So when trouble comes your way, you know God's up to something. God's doing something, because the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So that we see that we have glory, we now glory in tribulations. Also knowing that tribulations, it's working too. And tribulations will work patience. Right? Tribulations is working. So that when you go through trouble, it's going to work something called patience. Nobody ever learned patience with no trouble. Never. You learn patience through the things you go through. And you will find out whether you have patience if you drive in Dallas. You really find out from people's personality if you ride with them. Uh-oh, we got some more work to do. We got to go back up here. Okay, because that's a good test is patience in driving. Tribulations works patience. And patience, guess what? It's working too. And patience works experience. Patience is working, and it's working. You know, it's kind of like when you go to get a job, they'll say, what experience do you have? Well, I had never done this before. We're not hiring you. We want somebody with... Well, to get experience, there's a progression to this thing. And patience is what works experience. And experience will work something. Hope? Hope? You mean after all of this? Hope? I hope it works. Watch. And hope maketh. This is where I was going. Not ashamed. All of those things work. One works the other, and the other works the other, and the other one works the other, and it's all working to get to the end. And what it's working to do is to get to hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. You know what hope really means in making you not ashamed? Hope maketh not fearful. Hope maketh me not fearful or afraid. I have boldness now because I have been through all that. What does love do? It works hope. And hope when it is finished, makes me unafraid to come into the presence of the Lord. I don't have to be ashamed. Now watch. Go back. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because, see, this is what I wanted to show you. And hope maketh me not ashamed. I have no fear because the love of God, I forgive you that and that and that. And I know you did that, but I forgive you that and that. It was shed abroad in my heart by His Spirit. This was back to Isaiah. When I pour out my Spirit, it's going to change everything. Shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You can't deserve it. You can't be right enough to get it. It is through the process of love that we have this hope. And it's a blessed hope. One more verse. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And I'm here to tell you that love works not some of the time, most of the time. Love works all the time. Love brings about perfectness. Perfect. You show me somebody that hates their job, and I doubt they're very good at it. You show me somebody that loves their job, I'll show you somebody that's good at it. The things you love, you're good at them. The things you don't love, you don't try. But the things you love, you put energy into it, you put effort into it, and you want to do good. Let me show you this real quick, and I'll let you go. I was reading Lamentations, and I want to show you. Lamentations was written by a man named Jeremiah, and he was that lamenting, weeping prophet who everything he said was doom and gloom. And so he says in this third chapter, he says, I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. And he just goes on and on. I don't even have time to read it. It was getting to me just reading of all the doom and the gloom. You know, lamenting. Anybody got a book in your life called Lamentations? Where you lament about what you did. And he said, I am that man that has seen affliction by the rod. And he goes on and on for many verses. But watch, he catches himself in this writing. And he said, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. I have hope. No matter, I don't have to be ashamed of all that I've done. You may still criticize me. You may still say, oh, that's the one that did. Oh, he's the guy that. You can say that all you want to. But the love of God was shed abroad in my heart, and it gave me hope. He said, therefore, I recall to my mind, I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. You know what compassion is? Love. See, compassion is not pity. Pity is to say, oh, I feel real sorry for you. Compassion is when you are moved to action to help. So that if I say, I love you, it's not just words. It's not like, hey, let me know if you need me, and you're backing up the whole time. No, it's let me know if you need me. What can I do for you? Compassion is the call to action. Because His compassion, His call to action, His forgiveness never fails. So I have hope. And I don't need to be ashamed of what my past is or what I've done or who I used to be. I have hope now. Keep going. A couple more verses. They are His compassions and His mercies. They are new every morning. When I wake up in the morning, it is right there. David quoted some of these same verses. Great is thy faithfulness. We sing songs about great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Any more verses there? The Lord is my portion, my soul, therefore will I hope in Him. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Love works. It goes through this channel. It's got to go through here. And if you don't follow this pattern, you'll never get there. But you've got to go through all of this. And once you tap into the faith, the grace of God, you have faith to tap into His grace, then you can take the trouble, you can take the tribulation, you can take the ridicule. And you know what? That's working for you. It works patience, and that patience works experience. God wants to hire you now. He wants to use you in Sunday school. He wants to use you to sing. He's not going to hire you and to do any of His kingdom work if you don't have experience. If you quit and throw your hands up every time you meet adversity, what does He want to use you for? But He wants experienced people, because not only do you hope in Him, He has hope in you. And I don't have to be ashamed. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. I love you and appreciate you letting me be your pastor and my pastor too. Hallelujah. I have to pastor myself, whether you know it or not. I got to answer to God and preach to myself 2 or 3 times before I preach it to you. And if I can't live it, I don't want to preach it, so I try to live it. Amen. God bless you. Let's stand. Thanks for having our visitor with us tonight. I'm glad you're here with us. Seen you before, I think, but praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Now, there's some more pears out there, y'all. See how much I love you? Your pastor loves you. He's giving y'all, there's a few bags I had left. I got more than that, so please take all you want. There's plenty of them. Now, I got rid of the worst ones first, so if you got some of the others, these are better than that, just the way I picked them. But anyway, I love you, and you can get you some pears on the way out. Amen. Lord, I'm thankful for your blessings tonight. I'm thankful for your mercy. I'm thankful for your people that you call to action to do your work. We ask you, Lord, that as we would follow this channel, hallelujah, and not depend on our own righteousness, but your righteousness. Look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. My faith is in you. Hallelujah. That you can supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. Be with us tonight as we travel home.